You're listening to You've Got This, episode 268. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I want to offer a final debrief for my 2021 annual goals, which if you have been following along this year, you know there have been some ups and downs. There have been some changes. There have been some swapping out of goals. And that is like how I like to do things when it comes to goals. Sometimes life throws you a little bit of a curveball and you have to update your goals and shift track and go in a bit of a different direction. And that's just life. So I thought I would talk through the annual goals that I set and how they went. And this is kind of in preparation for thinking through the goals that I'm setting for 2022, which I'm going to be sharing soon. I also just wanted to give a brief update on this winter break, because as I record this, I'm kind of right smack in the middle of my winter break. And the good news is our kitchen renovation is like 85% done. We have a working kitchen sink, and I was able to move everything back into our kitchen, which I did basically on the first day of break. I was so excited to get everything done for that. And so I did that. But then my motivation has just kind of taken a bit of a plunge. And I don't know if any of you are feeling this as well, of just needing to like really power down to recover from the year, to think about how you want to launch into 2022. And it's kind of hard to go from whatever speed you were going at the end of the year. For some of us, it was like 110 miles an hour. And then over the break, it's like a hard stop. And I think it's a lot for the body to adjust to that, for the mind to adjust to that, for our emotions to adjust to that. And so I'm kind of in that space of like trying to rest and trying to get into a place where I can relax a little bit, but I admit it's kind of hard. So I don't know if this is a hard period for any of you where you're going from like 110% to like 30% and fitting in a lot of rest and maybe family time and fun. But if it's something that's kind of a struggle for you, I feel you on that. I think it's challenging. You know, we feel like we need the break and then we get to the break and it's hard to not feel productive when that's what we do the rest of the year. So I am reading a ton, which I'll talk about in just a moment. And I'm also just trying to get in some rest and some of the projects that I put on my list, but I'm definitely pulling back on some of them and assigning them to different times as I get further into the break and know that I need a little bit more rest. So let's dive into this annual goals recap. And if you've been following along for the first three quarters, you know some of these things because I was doing quite a bit in the first part of the year, especially once I found out that we were going to be moving. I went into hyperdrive and really tried to get a lot of this stuff done before I started my new job. But if we were to rewind all the way back to January of 2021, the first thing that I did that was on my goals list was complete a yin yoga teacher training. And yin yoga is a form of yoga that is very relaxing. It's not exactly restorative yoga. It's actually meant to really help you get into the deeper tension that's in your muscles by holding poses for a longer period of time. This is actually one of my favorite forms of yoga to teach because it allows me to hold space for people that I'm teaching yoga to in kind of the same way that I hold space in the coaching relationship. And so I really enjoyed completing this yoga teacher training in the beginning of January. In January of 2021, I also decluttered my closet and dresser, donated a bunch of clothes that I no longer need and want, and I definitely need to do this again because now that I'm back working in an office environment, I have a lot of kind of more comfortable clothes that I built up over the pandemic that I don't wear and I don't have time to wear other than like at night when I'm usually in pajamas or maybe on the weekends. So I need to declutter again and donate some things there again. But I did do that in 2021 and it was really satisfying. I also in January earned a disciplined Agile Scrum Master credential. And this is a form of project management that a lot of people who are in like IT or software development are familiar with. And because I work with a lot of people in IT, I wanted to be able to speak this language a little bit better. And so I pursued this credential, passed that exam in January. So you can tell in 2021, I was kind of hitting the ground running. There was a lot going on that I was trying to complete. In February of this year, I also completed my 300-hour yoga teacher training. And as I'll talk about a little bit later, I did another 200-hour meditation teacher training as well. So between 2020 and 2021, I had over 700 hours of yoga teacher training that I engaged in, and it was super rewarding. I'm so glad that I did it. I would highly recommend it if you have an interest in something like that. But I would also just recommend kind of some of these informal learning experiences that are not like credit-bearing, go back to grad school kind of things, but they're still incredibly enriching. And I just learned a ton through doing this work, and it's really informed my own private practice, for my personal practice, I mean, as well. Okay, so also on my list, I wanted to read Anna Karenina, which I had never done, finished that book in March, really enjoyed it. And I really do enjoy sometimes just diving into a really long classic book that I've never read before. It takes a certain amount of attention, and it's a commitment. So I may add something like that to my list in 2022. We'll have to see. I also wanted in 2021 to start a regular meditation practice. And in the first part of the year in particular, I was meditating daily and sometimes twice a day. And then that kind of fell off about halfway through the year. I finished the training that I was doing. We got into our move. It was a transition time for me with work, and now I'm back to it, which feels really good. But I would also just say, if you've had a transition this year and you've fallen off some habits or routines, or even if you haven't had a transition and you've fallen off habits and routines, you can always come back to them. You know, and I think that sometimes we have a lot of guilt, or even we shame ourselves for not doing something that we've done for a long time. And I don't think we have to make it into a drama. We can just kind of pause something and then come back, and it's just there waiting for us. And so that's kind of how I felt about meditation and yoga this year, as I switched up that practice based on what I was doing with the transitions that we had in our in my professional life, and then with my partner and I moving. I also wanted in 2021 to achieve at least 1,000 hours of coaching experience. And this is something that we log for the International Coaching Federation, based on different credentials that you might want to eventually earn. So I'm at the mid-level credential right now, which means I've coached for over 500 hours. Now I've coached for almost 1,200 hours after this year. And then the next credential that I would apply for, I have to coach for 2,500 hours total in terms of my experience. So I'm almost to the halfway point for that, which is really exciting. It definitely takes several years to do, and I knew it that it would. So I like to have little kind of mini goals and milestones that I'm looking for along the way. And I was really pleased to hit that 1,000-hour mark this year. Okay, so we also had my partner and I on this goals list to pay off our mortgage, which we did in Kansas, and then we just turned around and bought a new house, and now we have a mortgage again. We had never paid off our mortgage before, though, so that was kind of a fun experience to do that. It certainly helped us in terms of just the logistics of buying the house that we bought in Denver, selling our house in Kansas, and I'll probably have some kind of financial goal around this in 2022 for the new mortgage that we have. So it was exciting, and it's a good example of like how you set these goals and you just have no idea what life is going to throw at you. So I also had on my list to teach a certain number of hours of yoga throughout the year that would allow me to apply for my next credential. And I was able to hit 100 total hours of teaching by the end of 2021. I actually did it like mid-year in June, because with the move coming up, I wanted to get this off my plate. And I've really enjoyed kind of working with a number of different people for that. I do have a yoga and coaching package on my website right now that I am working with some clients in yoga in that space. And that's also been really fun. Okay, so another goal on my list was to get a COVID-19 vaccine when they became available in my area, which I did, and I also got boosted this fall. I will continue to get boosted as long as we have those kinds of requirements. I do feel like my year in some ways was split. In the first half, I was really cautious about what was happening with COVID. In the second half, I felt like I got a little bit more flexible, particularly going back to the office, about how I was interacting with other people and even just getting out and, you know, ordering, you know, takeout or something like that, which we really hadn't been doing at all in the first half of the year. So the vaccine really opened a lot of doors for my partner and I, even though we're still being pretty cautious right now, given the current state of the pandemic. Now, I also had on my list to watch all the Marvel movies with my partner, and that was so fun to do this year. I really want to think about other movies that I might want to watch with him in the coming year as well. This was just a really great excuse to veg out with each other, to watch this whole series of stories together. And I know a ton of people have watched the Marvel movies, but if you have not kind of dug into this yet, I would highly recommend it. It's a great set of stories. Watching them in order is super fun. So highly, highly recommended. Also on my list was to get a haircut. This was truly a pandemic-related goal. Over the course of 2020 and 2021, I basically grew up my hair from a pixie cut to now it's a little longer than shoulder length, and it desperately needed a haircut. So I was able to do that at the end of May. I've gotten it a couple times since then, and I'm definitely keeping my hair a little bit longer now just because I don't want to get it cut super often. I don't have a lot of time for that, and I'm also just trying to avoid being out and about due to the pandemic. So it's worked really well to keep it a little bit longer. In the summer, I was also really excited to accredit my coach training program through the International Coaching Federation. This was a huge goal that I've had on my list for a couple of years now, and I've been working toward it slowly, and it was so exciting to get this done and to achieve this accreditation. And I am offering coach training in 2022 for those of you who might be interested. It's going to be coming up really soon. In mid-January is the next cohort. It is almost full, which is super exciting. So if you are interested in coach training, definitely contact me. Now is a great time if you want to dive in. I also have another on-ramp into the program in June, if that's a better timing for you. I also had on my list to read over 100 books throughout the year. And I was able to do this by the end of August. I really pushed this in the summer again because of the move. But since the move, I am kind of surprised to report that I've read over 60 books since August. So I am ending the year having read a little over 160 books. It was a great reading year. And I recently posted on the blog my 20 kind of top favorite books, 10 fiction, 10 nonfiction from the year. If you want anything to add to your own to read pile. Reading has been such an important part of my life for a long time, but especially in times of stress, I always turn to it. So in grad school, I read a ton during transitions. I love to read, and I really got back into audiobooks this year as well, which has been really, really wonderful. So I also had on my list kind of a business revenue related goal, which was to match or surpass the 2020 revenue. And this was a goal that I eventually decided to retire because in quarter three of 2021, I pulled back a little bit in this area because of starting my new job. Now, surprisingly, to me at least, we're still at about 87% of last year's revenue goal, even though the second half of the year, I was not really pushing for this in any way. There were a couple programs I kind of hoped to have on the calendar this year that I didn't put on the calendar. I just didn't have time to do. And so I think this is a really nice sign of the health of the business that we have, that there's kind of a consistency of the revenue. Even if it was a little bit lower than what it was last year, I did feel like last year was kind of an anomaly because of the pandemic. So we're still in a really healthy place with that, and that felt really good this year. Now, I also had on my goal list to hire someone to install cabinets in our laundry room, and this was in the Kansas house. We actually, ironically, just had someone replace the cabinets in the laundry room in our Denver house, but I ended up switching out this goal for selling a house and buying a house because clearly our plans changed. And if we had stayed in Kansas, I probably would have done this project, but since we moved to Denver, we ended up doing a kitchen and bathroom renovation instead. So selling a house, buying a house, and I would add in the kitchen bathroom renovations to this as well, which are almost done. I'm definitely calling this goal checked off the list. Now the next goal is kind of a funny one, which is we wanted to order a new mattress for our bed. And my partner ordered this mattress in like August or September, pretty much right after we moved. And then we'd never heard anything about it. And we were kind of checking in, trying to figure out what was going on. This was something that he had done a lot of research on. He had a company that he felt really good about. They had good reviews. And then we never heard anything. And we were kind of trying to track down what is going on with this mattress because it seems like it should be here by now. Well, just this last week, my partner made some phone calls and found out that the shipping company lost our mattress. This is a king-size mattress that they don't know where it is. And the original company that made the mattress opened up like a claim with them, but they never told us. So they ended up shipping us out a new mattress that, as I'm recording this, is probably going to arrive tomorrow, literally 2 days before the end of the calendar year. So we're like just squeezing this one in under the wire. But I hope this mattress is really great because we've waited for it for quite a while now. And I'm glad that we finally were able to track down what happened. Okay, so a few more goals here. I had on my list this past year to figure out the next book that I'm going to write and make progress on the proposal and manuscript. When I think about this goal, it feels like it happened like 5 years ago, not at the beginning of this year. But I basically hired a book coach. I was exploring this, and then I realized relatively quickly I was just not in the space to work on this book. And I ended up switching out the goal for completing my 200-hour meditation yoga teacher training and earning a change management certificate. Basically, one of the big lessons I took away from this year was I was not in an output space. I was in an input space. I wanted to learn a lot. I wanted to take in information. I wanted to read a lot, but I did not necessarily want to output information, especially into book form. I don't know that 2022 is going to be the year for that either. But when I write a book, and because I've written several in the past, I know that you can have really good energy around it and it can be a really positive experience. And that is just not what I was feeling at the beginning of this year. It wasn't feeling positive for me. And I don't like to force my writing relationship in that kind of way. So I really wanted to make sure if I was going to spend some time, and usually it takes me about 9 months of concentrated work to write a book, I really want to make sure that feels good to me. Now, if I had pushed on that and kept going, it would have run smack into this job search and the new job and the move and all of that, and would have made it, I think, really stressful. So I'm actually really glad that I pulled back on this goal when I did and kind of listened to my instinct that the timing for this was not quite right. Now, the next goal is kind of the same. I wanted to design and launch a new project management offering for my business. And because of the transition, the move, the new job, I ended up switching out this goal for just starting a new job. I love project management. I think there are so many cool things about it that I would love to share with other people. I know this is an area of higher ed that we don't get a lot of training in, and I've heard from a ton of clients that they want to have something in this area. I just have not had a chance to design and launch it yet. So I have it outlined. I know sometime in the future this is something I'm going to want to tackle, but it just ended up not being quite right for 2021. Okay, so I had another goal on my list to take more walks. This, I think, is actually a goal that really shows the difference between the beginning of the year and the second half of the year. Because in the beginning of the year, pre-vaccine, I really did not feel comfortable leaving my house, even to walk around my neighborhood. And in the second half of the year, I ended up walking a lot more. I ended up buying a Peloton tread, which has allowed me to do lots of walks pretty much every morning. And I feel so good about that, getting back into that routine. Now, I'm not really using these walks to do like a ton of speed work. I'm not even really doing jogging or running at this point. I'm really just trying to use them as ways to kind of get into my day a little bit, make sure that I'm getting some movement in. I often watch YouTube videos or listen to an audiobook while I'm walking, which I really enjoy. And it's kind of just solitude time for me. It's a good way to, for me to come into the day, which I really, really like. Okay, so I had one final goal on my list. That if you've been following along on the blog, you know that I wanted to do a bit of a challenge in December to try to make this happen. Because every time I was updating you on my goals throughout the entirety of 2021, I never made progress on this final one, which was to finish all the books that I had remaining in Elizabeth George's Inspector Linley series. Now, this is a series that I've come to really love. If you like mysteries and haven't checked it out yet, it's basically a police procedural series where you have an earl, so someone who's titled, who has wealth, who has kind of this family history of wealth, and he is an inspector, and then you have his partner who's ranked less than him. I don't know exactly what her title is, kind of within the police system in the UK, but she is coming from kind of like a middle class or a lower middle class background and just has a very different way of looking at life. And they often get partnered together. And then there's a bunch of characters around them who are also helping them to solve various mysteries throughout this series. Now, each of these books, they're pretty lengthy. They're usually at least 500 pages, sometimes north of 700 pages, and it takes me a while to get through them, but I've really, 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 really enjoyed this series, and I wanted to get kind of caught up with it. So I had 5 books left before the new book comes out in January 22, and each of the 5 books added up to a little more than 3,200 pages, and I had not read any of them for the entire year. But on December 6th, I decided, okay, can I just do this? Can I just read all of these in the month of December? And I'm happy to report that yes, I could. I basically devoted my entire reading life to these 5 books in the month of December. I got them on audio, I had them on ebook, and I would alternate back and forth. It was so fun. I haven't binged a series like this in a really long time. And it was great to like immerse myself with these characters. Elizabeth George, just this phenomenal character development that I really enjoy and like. I like the history of these characters and what they're growing into together. And it was just super fun to do a deep dive into this series. So this might be one of the goals that I'm the most proud of crossing off my list, because even though it was the end of the year, I wanted to do that final push and just see if I could get one more of these goals crossed off. And I'm really glad that I did it. So that is the rundown for 2021. Lots to take away this year in terms of just having the flexibility to adjust my goals when I need to. And I also felt like a big lesson I took away this year was just acknowledging my own capacity and adjusting my goals as I needed to based on what I felt like my capacity was. I also really loved that I built in so many goals this year that were just for fun. And I really want to lean into that in 2022 and think about what I want to be doing that's going to be a lot of fun for me in the coming year. And I would definitely encourage you to think about doing the same. Now, if you're not quite in a goal-setting mood yet for 2022, I completely understand that as well. And remember that February can be the new January, or you can set goals at any time. Time is a social construct, as is the calendar. So you can always do this on your own timeline and your own terms. But thanks so much for listening to this debrief of my 2021 goals, and I look forward to updating you on my goals for the new year coming up soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at drkatielinder.com/podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.